Geek Radio Daily for Monday, March 1st.
March 1st.
2010. Way to go. That's 2 months down.
Yeah, we got through February. Horrible month for some of us. Okay for some of you. But we got through February.
Exactly. So congratulations. Spring is closer and closer and closer each and every day. Welcome to the world of looking at some geekified news and taking a look at your box office results. And God only knows what else we'll do when you get around to the two folks that are helping you out today, including the Bruce.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment.
Well, you can go straight to hell. I said that because I'm Billy Flynn.
I flapped the bears big time.
And see, you tried to tell me and I'll just stop everything. I don't know what that was.
I have no idea what that was.
That was weird.
That was time stop.
Crazy weird. March 1st, 1912, Albert Berry made the first parachute jump from an airplane at Jefferson Barracks, Missouri.
Didn't say it was successful, just said it meant the first.
1932, the 20-month-old infant son of aviator Charles and Ann Lindbergh was kidnapped from the family's home near Hopewell, New Jersey.
Case is still open.
1941, the first U.S. commercial FM radio station went on the air in Nashville, Tennessee.
Woohoo!
1954, the U.S. exploded a 15-megaton hydrogen bomb in a test at Bikini Atoll in the Pacific.
Wow, that's big bomb.
Yeah,
boom.
Thanks for that. 1962, Kmart opened. Woo!
Yay!
1969, Circus Magazine was first published.
Circus Magazine.
The heavy metal.
Oh, yeah.
See, I was going to give you a chance to make a clown joke. 1969, Jim Morrison arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior at a Doors concert in Miami after, whipping it out on stage. Step on through. 1973, a New York judge ruled that X-rated movie Deep Throat was, quote, irredeemably obscene.
Which is why it's one of the most highest grossing porn films of all time.
And has something like 27 sequels. 74, George Harrison was the first ex-Beatle to announce a U.S. tour. 1977, Bank of America adopted the name Visa for their credit cards.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, 1982, I Want My MTV. Damn it, on this date, March 1st. MTV, the music video channel, launched. Well, launched their ad campaign.
Only seen in like New Jersey and a couple other places.
2002, the peseta was discontinued as the official currency of Spain and was replaced with the euro. 2006, the English language version of Wikipedia reached its 1 millionth article. Jordan Hill Railway Station.
Oh well,
isn't that special?
Well, I'm glad they had that.
Birthdays?
Yeah, let's go with birthdays today. You got Keisha Cuthbert.
Okay, no idea who that is.
She's a singer, had a debut single called TikTok, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God, really?
You're
mentioning Keisha TikTok.
Keisha, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Adam Lavorgan is 29. That's Robbie Palmer on Seventh Heaven, which is at least a tenuous. Okay.
For those of us who have kids, Donovan Patterson, seen as Joe on Blue's Clues, is 33 years old.
Jensen Ackles is 32. That's Jason Teague on Smallville. Dean Winchester on Supernatural.
Okay. Mark Paul Garcier. Saved by the Bell, Zach.
Zach Morris is
36
years old. 36 years old today, fantastic. Jack Davenport's 37. You probably best know him as Admiral James Norrington in Pirates of the Caribbean, but damn it, he was fantastic in Coupling.
Okay. Ron Howard today. Opie himself.
Opie!
Is 56 years old. I don't know if he's done anything since he was Opie.
Sure.
I don't know.
He's a director.
Oh, yeah. He did Splash. That's
yeah.
why. Yeah, that's right.
Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah.
Timothy Daly's 54. Sure, he was Joe on Wings, but he was Superman in the animated, that new
That's
anime.
Right. Yeah, there I remember that. Alan Thicke, Canadian.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, the thing is, if you're Canadian, they'll claim you. If you're famous, they're good at anything, they'll claim you.
Catherine Bach is 56. Daisy Duke, huh? Huh? Thank you.
Uh-huh. Dirk Benedict, the original Starbuck. And in the A-team as well. He's 65 years old.
Robert Conrad's 81. James T. West in the Wild Wild West.
Okay. Robert Daltrey from The Who. 66 years old.
And no longer with us today. Born in 1922, William Gaines, publisher of both EC Comics and Mad Magazine. So, you know, pretty much all the stuff I would read.
And 1914?
Yeah.
Harry Carey. Hello, everybody. Harry Carey himself. The old Cubs announcer from millions of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to watch far too many Cubs games thanks to my parents. TV tonight. Look here, we're back to normal stuff.
Yes, and everything's new today on CBS, where you have How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, that's back, 2.5 Men and the Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami.
Ooh, over on ABC on The Bachelor,
on the Wings of Love!
The Final Rose and the After the Final Rose special, so we can just wrap up this Bachelor nonsense tonight.
Please. Over there on Chuck... It's not the Olympics.
Oh.
It's Chuck versus the fake name. And then 2 hours of Law and Order. And oh, by the way, if you care, Jay Leno's back on his show.
No. Fox Channel tonight's a rerun of House, but a new episode of 24 in which Jack Bauer must race against time to stop something catastrophic from happening.
And he's got 24 hours to do it.
Oh, my God.
On the USA Network, you got WWE Monday Night Raw with guest hosts Cheech and Chong.
What?
Seriously. Cheech and Chong are the guest hosts on Raw today.
Over on Comedy Central, it's the little underappreciated Andy Samberg movie Hot Rod. I enjoy that movie.
I want to see that. I keep forgetting to see it. On Spike Television, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Is it the original or the Nicolas Cage horrible?
It's Spike TV, of course.
Family Channel, that in Secret Life of America, teenager Ricky confronts his birth mother while in Make It or Break It. Pressure is on for The Rock.
Okay.
What? The Rock is on the show now?
Good job. Nat Geo, The Whale That Exploded.
I think I'll call it Ground. Turner Classic Movies is showing The Brothers Karamazov. It's a fantastic little movie if you've never seen it.
MGM Network, two great, great westerns, Fistful of Dollars and Hang 'em High.
FMC is showing Alien Nation, followed by Alien Nation Dark Horizon, the TV
movie. Yeah,
right. Just a little odd. Good, why not? But if we're watching anything, sir, it is going to be on that there Lifetime television for women. While vacationing with friends, a teenager believes that her dead twin sister is trying to contact her. Elizabeth Hamas and Sean Ashmore star in Solstice, which, really? You're going to rip that name off too? Okay, why not?
The mail's in.
Yes, indeed. So let's see. Since I have over 400 DVDs in my Netflix queue, it's very rare that I feel the need to go look through recommendations for someone. But the other night, I took a look in the anime category, and a movie called Read or Die caught my eye. The tagline was, "A bookish girl saves the day." Was it all that and more? It's anime, a little steampunk, a little spy thriller, and all goodness. Just thought I'd share some awesomeness that I stumbled upon. Have a geeky day, Maria. Okay, Read or Die.
Read or Die.
I wonder if it's going to be as good of a video game as Skate or Die, because that was
awesome. Or Vote or Die.
Yes, hello. I do have a question. I'm definitely new to Geek Radio Daily, but I'm also confused. I've listened to 20 or so episodes so far, and have never once heard mention of Doctor Who or Space 1999, for that matter. In 20 episodes?
We haven't talked about Doctor Who in 20 episodes? Seriously?
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah.
I was led to believe by your title that this podcast was all things geek, yet no doctor. Is there a misunderstanding on my part? I'm going to say yes. Did perhaps you leave off the R and this is Greek Radio Daily? About all things Hellenic, in which case I feel really silly for asking about the greatest sci-fi TV show ever to hit the airwaves. A missing O, perchance this is G-O-K Radio Daily for satisfied Canadians. An L for Gleek Radio, a very archaic joke form. Could you, sirs and madam, please clarify my confusion at this point? P.S. Very strong work with the Boom Effect auction. Kudos in spades. That's from Craig. Craig, 15 minutes, little man, a day. Without Doctor Who actually being actively shown, and without new Doctor Who news, you might not hear about Doctor Who. But we talk Doctor Who all the time. In fact, sir, I'd invite you to stop by GRD's Weekly, in which we get to expand, stretch out a little bit, elbow room, and talk all wonderful, wonderful things. In fact, you're going to hear about some crazy geeky things coming up.
In about, what, 5 minutes?
About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes.
Let's see. Not going to mock Flynn this time. That was a good thing you guys did for Tease Kid. You come to Philly, and dinner is on me.
There you go.
That's love, Sam. Wow.
Well, we got Philly cheesesteaks, man.
If we did something right for Sam, then as far as Sam's concerned, we must be doing something right.
Yeah, that's right.
So there you go. If you'd like to drop off a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintster, all at geekradiodaily.com. Monday, of course, means checking your box office results, and news that is of a geekified nature is coming your way here this Monday. Welcome to March edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Night had fallen hours before. My desk lamp was the only light in the office. The night was hot and I was down to my undershirt and suspenders as I worked. The light glinted off the bullet in my hand as I carved the last line of the rune. A curl of lead fell from the slug and onto the evening's edition of the New York Imperial Times. I set the bullet down on the paper next to the dateline, May 13th, 1931. I carved the demon's name into 5 more bullets just like the first, and I loaded them into my revolver. It was either going to be him or me. And I only had to the end of the new moon to finish my .38 caliber banishing. Set in a magically twisted 1930s, Two-Fisted Tales of Magic is a new podcast by Ted Wade. The Great War has broken the walls to dimensions once relegated to folklore. Humanity now shares the Earth with dwarves and orcs from the kingdoms of the Hollow Earth, fair folk of the Fey Realms, and creatures of the Demon Reaches. Humanity can call upon magic through wizardry, superlative physical powers, and weirdly enhanced technology. Coming in April 2010. 2-fisted-tales.blogspot.com.
This
is Christiana Ellis, and you're listening to the Crazy Cats at Geek Radio Daily.
It's not a cat. It's a dog.
She said crazy cats.
Oh, well, yeah.
I heard her.
Well, then we get chased by her little dog, Luna.
True. Geek Radio Daily, welcome to March, and it's a Monday, and that means we all went to the movies over the weekend.
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bang.
Let's find out what did, shall we?
All right, number 10 position, you have Crazy Heart. From the number 8 position last week, it made $2.5 million. It's made its budget back with the Oscar buzz and everything like that. Number 9, Tooth Fairy, made another $3.4 million. Sure. It's made its budget back in 6 weeks. It's going to be seeing Tooth Fairy 2.
Yep.
The Wolfman, the number 8 position, made $4.1 million. It's only made $57 million.
Yep.
Well,
nowhere
you say
near.
Only 57, but it's $150 million to make. Number 7, you have Dear John, another $5 million. $72 million for this little film. That's not too bad at all.
They're doing well.
And at number 6 position, you have Valentine's Day. $6.5 million. It's made over $100 million on a $52 million budget.
Number 5 last week's number 4, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, making $9.8 million. It's made $71 in 3 weeks. Budget of $95. It's getting close. Number 4 last week's 3 is Avatar. Another $14 million for its $706 bajillion dollar. Number 3, The Crazies opens up in third place at 16.5 on a budget of 20. They'll be doing fine. Number 2, damn fine film, Cop Out, opens 18.5 million on a budget of 30. They're doing just fine. And this week's number 1, last week's number 1, Shutter Island holding on, making another 22 million, 75 in 2 weeks on a budget of 80. Shutter Island 2, Electric Creepy Boo is coming your way. I gotta believe.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So IESB has learned exclusively Warner Brothers is lining up another high-profile DC Comics director.
Okay.
Greg Berlanti is going to be directing The Flash, is what they're telling us.
Oh.
The name should sound a little familiar. He's the guy that wrote the Green Lantern script and was going to direct it before they let Martin Campbell do it. So it's like, get him, so let's give you the other guy.
Let's give you The Flash.
Sure. Yeah. We'll flash you, is what they said to him. So congratulations. We're moving right along, bump-a-dump.
All right. We have a major injustice that's about to be redressed.
What?
It's a major injustice. The groundbreaking cyberpunk TV series Max Headroom is finally coming to DVD.
Oh, my God. We finally made it 20 minutes into the future?
We have finally made it 20 minutes into the future.
Hey,
and possibly with the DVD, you might actually get to see that.
Wow. Hey, Craig, see? What night? 20 minutes into the future? What did I give?
Good job.
We're stealth geeks, by the way.
Sneaky. Let's see. Max Headroom, you can throw away your old VHS copies. All 14 episodes and some unspecified extras are supposed to make it onto the DVD. That's going to come out maybe August.
Okay. That sounds fantastic.
The original series was set on Cinemax and ABC from 1987, 1988.
And it's a good show.
And it was a really good show. If you haven't seen it, you've seen clips of this. You know Max Headroom. But it's coming out, all 14 episodes, plus a bunch of extras. We're not really sure what they are yet. In August.
Fantastic. So in late 2008, some teenagers playing SOCOM in Pennsylvania, and he got kicked out of a tournament for using a cheat mod. So he decided he would crash the PlayStation website for 11 days. Now, that's fine, but he's just now pled guilty to 4 felony counts in juvenile court. Because he got access to the servers, let loose a virus that brought everything down. Now, they didn't describe the methods because apparently it's not something overtly difficult for folks to do. Allegedly, Sony has stepped up their security, but he pleaded guilty to 4 counts, unlawful use of a computer, criminal use of a computer, computer trespassing, and the distribution of a computer virus in exchange for prosecutors dropping 11 other charges, some related to a March 2009 cyber attack.
Oops.
Okay, Kit, really?
Yeah.
Read books.
Yeah, use your powers for good.
Thank you.
Okay. 3 resourceful artists from the Irish company Robosteel had gathered 4,000 pieces of steel and welded them together to create the Alien Queen.
Okay.
The 8-foot sculpture is even scarier than the original monster from the 1979 Ridley Scott film Alien. Okay. It's also a green monster, too. Okay. Because 90% of the 1,200 pounds that took the maker are recycled parts from Yamaha motorcycles.
Oh, yes. Okay.
If you want for them for yourself, script it up about $6,000, and she'll be standing guard over your house, over your abode, scaring the ever-living crap out of everybody who comes in your front door.
At the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, Google CEO Eric Schmidt showed off a smartphone feature that allows a user to take a picture of German text and have it quickly translated into English using optical character recognition software and Google Translate technology. Quote, "It's like magic. All of a sudden, there are things that you can do that you've never even seen, it never even occurred to you would be possible." Schmidt said the company's working on real-time two-way voice translation, saying that that is coming soon. Of course, the big thing with any kind of translation, you need lots and 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 lots of data transferring going on.
Yes.
But basically, they want to turn any smartphone that you happen to have, they'd like that
personal communicator.
They'd like that to be
a translator.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Or we could call it the Babelfish. Whatever works for you. Huh? Geek Radio Daily. Drop by iTunes, write a review, subscribe, become a fan of the Facebook page. Tell them how much that means to you.
It means a lot to me.
See there? Craig, become a fan on Facebook,
please,
for Bruce, won't you?
Please.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please drop us a note, won't you? It's podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Parker Brothers is proud to bring you the Mad Magazine game. The game that may ask you to sit on your hands and cluck like a chicken. The game that may ask you to act like a chimpanzee. The crazy, mixed-up Mad Magazine game. It's fun. It's mad. To win,
I lost everything.
You have to lose all your money.
I win.
Also sold separately, the Mad Magazine card game. The Mad Magazine game from Parker Brothers.